So glad I've got a chance to talk about Destiny. Just to put things into perspective, I'm a level 29 Warlock, Exo, and I've pumped nearly 100 hours into the game. I bought Destiny with my PS4. I bought it in the bundle. Fortunately for me, I got the black console, so my console looks good. And when I first loaded up Destiny and went to select my character, I was like, oh, cool, I can play as a warlock. Awesome! And then I chose my race. Oh, excellent, I can play as a robot. Awesome! Robot warlock, what could be better? And I was really glad that my first impressions of Destiny were good, because buying the PS4 meant I'm absolutely skint between now and Christmas, so I can't afford any more games, so I was really doubling down on Destiny and hoping it was superb. Of course, not owning a PS4, I hadn't played the beta, I just went in cold, and I didn't even know that Destiny was completely online. I just knew it was a first-person shooter, and there was a lot to do. The first thing that struck me about Destiny that really impressed me and still impresses me is this. It works. It actually works. It connects online. You stay online. It works. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but think about it. We have been frustrated by broken games, broken online games like GTA Online, Watch Dogs, Battlefield 4, recently Drive Club, all of them broken. Destiny works. It works beautifully. The shooting's good. It's good fun. And you go around planets blowing up aliens. Beautiful. The rewards are all given out randomly, which makes the game feel fair, especially in the Crucible, player versus player. Because the rewards are random, it means that the really good players out there don't get rewarded for mowing down helpless noobs such as myself. That probably annoys those players who enjoy mowing down noobs, but most people aren't amazing multiplayer players. For every multiplayer match of 6 players, there's 5 losers. And you've got to think about them if you want to keep players playing. The story mode of Destiny is cack, I'll admit it. But what makes up for the stories you make for yourself? Like when I did the raid, The Vault of Glass, I went online, found a fire team of 6 other random players, and it took us about 6 hours to get through that thing, and the banter we had and the fun we had just battling through it, figuring it out. And then finally that glorious moment when we took down that final big bad boss, the cheers, oh, woo! Talking about what loot we'd got, it was fantastic. We didn't want to be separated as a team after that. We'd kind of grown a bond of battle. So we played a few games in the Crucible to kind of wean us off each other. Utterly superb. Destiny is a technical masterpiece. The support is excellent. Bungie are really clever. They're dynamically changing the game every week. They see exploits and guns that players are using all the time, and they're switching things up. So there's never one optimum strategy. They want players to be adaptive and keep on changing. And that's going to give the game such longevity, and it means I'm going to get my money's worth. So I am utterly, utterly impressed with Destiny. It's the current generation game I've played all year. It will probably be the last until Christmas Day, but I'm really happy for it. So definitely my game of the year.